Report, the cuts will be deep, Washington Post to lay off dozens of staffers. By Amy Furr on January 6, 2025. The Washington Post will reportedly lay off dozens of its staffers in the next few days. The news coming after the publication caught flack for not endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris, D., during the presidential election that Donald Trump won in November. In his article published on Status, Oliver Darcy wrote Sunday that the layoffs are slated to hit the Jeff Bezos-owned and Will Lewis-led newspaper's business division, I'm told. One person familiar with the matter said that the cuts will be deep, impacting many dozens of employees. Bezos has reportedly been shaking up the Post after it decided not to endorse Harris, according to Breitbart News. Darcy continued. The layoffs will surely deplete morale further inside the beleaguered newspaper, which has suffered a talent exodus over the last several weeks. As I reported earlier, Star reporter Josh Dossie will exit the Post for a job at the Wall Street Journal. His departure comes on the heels of other top staffers fleeing, including Mattea Gold, Ashley Parker, Michael Shearer, Charles Lane, Tyler Pager, and Amanda Katz. The newspaper has been struggling financially and the issues were exacerbated when Bezos blocked the Post's planned endorsement of Kamala Harris ahead of the November election, a move that led to more than 250,000 readers canceling their subscriptions, he added. In November, the Post's senior politics editor claimed the newspaper removed him, for Breitbart News. After his decision not to endorse Harris, Bezos offered Trump a big congratulations on his extraordinary political comeback and decisive victory. According to Breitbart News, Bezos, who founded Amazon, has large contracts with the U.S. government. Meanwhile, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Ann Telnies resigned from the Post and accused her editor of killing a drafted cartoon due to its mocking depiction of Bezos and Trump, Breitbart News reported Sunday. I've worked for the Washington Post since 2008 as an editorial cartoonist. I have had editorial feedback and productive conversations, and some differences, about cartoons I have submitted for publication. But in all that time I've never had a cartoon killed because of who or what I chose to aim my pen at. Until now, Telnies said.